We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, graceful viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us. In Europe, you're Barwana 28.5 degrees east, Ashraban and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10, KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, HSAT 5 and HSAT 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 82 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh Verong, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouer, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blundellsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Itablesemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde.
In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Beavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Beavista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Zona Atlántica, Siquires, Batán, and Pocora, Channel 59 on Cable Caribe. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. in Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel. And in Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia in Hulf Province, Channel 21 on Han Asak Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles. In today's news, a new way to measure biodiversity using camera stations is developed by United Kingdom and United States scientists. In health news, Australia launches its first bicycle library. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel. Today, October 15th, distinguished Italian writer Italo Calvino was born in 1923 in Santiago de Las Vegas, Cuba. He is recognized as one of the most significant Italian fiction writers in the 20th century. His fantastical and allegorical tales have been acclaimed internationally. Some of the very famous are The Baron of the Trees and The Non-Existent Knight. His accolades include the Austrian State Prize for European Literature in 1975 and the prestigious French Légion d'Honneur in 1981. For years to come, may readers be delighted by the whimsical and creative stories of Mr. Italo Calvino.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Formosa or Taiwan. On September 19th, Typhoon Phanepi struck southern Formosa as the most severe storm to hit the island this year. It brought major floods with related disasters that cost 3 people their lives and injured 75 others.
Conveying her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai had immediately requested that our association members please help the storm-stricken, saying that funds were available for emergency needs. As per her instructions, our association members from Formosa went the day of to render aid to the storm-afflicted and reported the situation to Supreme Master Qinghai. Upon receiving details about the initial relief work, she asked that they please go check to see if additional help was needed and to continue the relief efforts as necessary. After investigating, 2 relief teams set out with donations of approximately $13,000 that were contributed by our association members.
The team in Kaohsiung County went to Kaohsiung Wenzhou Ursuline College of Languages, which they had found to be the most severely affected school. Thankfully, President Ma Ying-jeou had personally gone to inspect the location and assigned the Ministry of Education and Kaohsiung City Government to assist as soon as possible, so no further help was needed.
Meanwhile, in the worst-hit Gangshang Township, shelters for stray animals were affected, particularly the Aranya Dog Sanctuary, where floodwaters had reached 4 meters high. Mr. Xue Ren Chen, who owned and ran the charity, had moved 400 dogs to higher grounds by himself, receiving multiple cuts and bruises in his efforts. Both he and the dogs remained stranded for 2 days with only a small amount of dog food and half a bottle of water before they were rescued.
While the organization Animal Rescue Team Taiwan, or ARTT, had offered to help Mr. Chen rebuild the sanctuary, the surviving dogs were still in need of medicine and foods. Our association's relief team quickly contacted Mr. Chen to convey Supreme Master Qinghai's love and thank him for his selfless care of the animals in need. After discussing the canine's necessities, our association members visited the sanctuary, bringing 40 packs of vegan dog food.
We are grateful for the caring endeavors of President Ma Ying-jeou, Mr. Xue Ren-chen, and such organizations as Animal Rescue Team Taiwan, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her compassionate support and our association's relief teams for the diligent efforts.
May heaven bless the Formosan people and animals alike with a swift recovery of their regular daily lives, as humanity's greater consideration for each other and the ecosphere helps stabilize our planet.
For his caring rescue of hundreds of dogs in a time of disaster, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring Mr. Chen with the Shining World Hero Award, along with a $10,000 donation for the Aranya Dog Sanctuary. Landslides take lives of Indonesian workers. At least 10 palm oil construction workers who had been building a road in eastern Sulawesi Island did not survive sudden landslides that occurred on Wednesday, October 13th, with 18 who were also injured and 3 who have not yet been found. The landslide was thought to be the result of heavy rains occurring as part of the extreme weather that has been affecting most parts of Indonesia this year, along with increased landslide events due to deforestation activities that also remove anchoring tree roots from the hillside soil.
With her condolences and prayers for those who lost loved ones, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked our association members to check with local officials and see if help is needed, requesting also that they go if possible to offer assistance and comfort to the bereaved, saying that emergency funds are available if necessary.
Our deep condolences to the families who have lost loved ones in this tragic event. We pray for the soon recuperation of the injured, that such drastic conditions subside with our more thoughtful care of the environment and fellow beings.
Floods strike eastern Thailand. Heavy rains that began Monday night, October 11th, set off a mudslide on the resort island of Koh Chang in eastern Trat province, with one worker at Rock Sand Resort who perished and another person who was injured as several bungalows were swept away. In Wang Jiang district of Rayong province, 3 golf course reservoirs overflowed, flooding nearby villages. One fatality was reported as over 100 downstream homes were damaged. The provincial governors of both Trat and Rayong established relief centers, asking all related agencies to aid the victims, while crews worked to reinforce the reservoirs. Management for the golf course also met with village heads and local residents to offer help and financial reimbursement for damage, while the Office of National Buddhism is providing aid to monks and repairing affected temples.
Our appreciation, Trat and Rayong governors, golf course management, Office of National Buddhism, and all other personnel for your timely endeavors to ease conditions for the storm-affected residents. We are saddened to know of the lives lost and pray that such tragedies may be averted, as our gentler stewardship of Earth helps renew the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Dutch Caribbean islands attain new autonomy. People across the islands of Curaçao and Sint Maarten celebrated their independence on Sunday, October 10th. The Netherlands will continue overseeing some administrative matters for the former Netherlands Antilles, with both now becoming independent countries within the Kingdom of the Netherlands. Congratulations, Sint Maarten and Curaçao, on the happy occasion of your Independence Day. May your citizens enjoy greater self-governance while also enjoying expanded relations worldwide.
Birthday of John Winston Ono Lennon commemorated across the globe. On this year's 70th anniversary of the former Beatles member's day of birth, close family as well as thousands of fans gathered in numerous locations worldwide to celebrate his legendary legacy of music and his lifelong wish for peace and harmonious relations among all. Ahead of the remembrance on September 16th, John Lennon's loved ones, as well as longtime friends, attended the opening of elder son Julian's first photo exhibition in New York City, USA, where Julian's younger half-brother Sean and their mothers, Cynthia Lennon and Yoko Ono respectively, warmly embraced. Commemorations organized to mark the 70th birthday of John Lennon included benefit concerts, Peace Award presentations, and the availing of peace memorials, as well as biographic documentary screenings in several major U.S. cities and the United Kingdom, Iceland, Germany, and Hong Kong. John Lennon's 2 sons and both their mothers also personally attended some of the events to convey their sincere support for his musical legacy and love for his ideals of peace. We join in remembrance of the remarkable life and loving nature of John Lennon. His shining star of musical talent and uplifting noble soul surely continue to inspire us all.
Puerto Rico City bans monkey prison for experiments. The municipality of Guayama in Puerto Rico has enacted a new law to ban the import, export, or use of monkeys for laboratory experiments. The new regulation has thus prohibited one company's plan to capture more than 4,000 monkeys from Africa's Mauritius force them to reproduce, and then sell their offspring to the U.S. and other countries' laboratories to suffer cruel experimentation and eventual death. This measure was assisted by the activism of organizations such as People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, the Bar Association of Puerto Rico, U.S.-based Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, and the British Union for the Abolition of Vivisection. Our accolades and admiration, City of Guayama, Puerto Rico, and all involved animal welfare organizations for your caring efforts to safeguard cherished primates from harm. May the day come soon that humanity offers our animal co-inhabitants only protection and love, bringing a world of greater harmony for all.
Former soldiers pardoned in the Philippines. Philippine President Benigno Aquino III has signed a proclamation granting amnesty to over 300 imprisoned soldiers as part of a larger effort toward a goal of national unity. Once approved by Congress, the presidential pardon will restore the soldiers' civil and political rights, military benefits, as well as clearing their names of any charges. Your Excellency, we appreciate your decision of clemency, wishing the newly freed many happy reunions with loved ones, and that the lives of these and all fellow Philippine citizens may be graced with abundant stability and peace.
Save our planet. First marine census indicates vast ocean biodiversity. A 10-year census of the world's oceans involving some 2,700 scientists, more than 540 expeditions, and around 9,000 days at sea has concluded. The results reveal that the oceans hold far more forms of life than previously realized, with nearly 250,000 species now identified and up to 750,000 thought to be still undiscovered. At the same time, scientists Boris Worm and Heike Lotze of Canada's Dalhousie University discovered from their evaluation of historical records that marine species on average have declined by an astounding 90% since record-keeping began.
Senior census scientist Ron Odor remarked that all marine life used by humans is in danger of extinction, even the new and as yet undiscovered species, calling for a shift in human attitude that would include halting consumption of these valued creations. Dr. Odor said, "These species are running out, and we need a reversal of attitudes in the 21st century. If we leave them alone, they could come back."
Doctors Worm, Lotze, Odor, all scientists and sponsors of this comprehensive study, we earnestly appreciate your efforts to account for the vast and treasured life in our oceans. Let us join in showing respect for these fellow co-inhabitants, upon whose lives we also depend, for the Earth's sustainable future.
Speaking of the vast wonders of the seas during a May 2009 video conference in Togo, Supreme Master Ching Hai emphasized the need for humanity's gentler stewardship to safeguard irreplaceable marine ecosystems and ultimately our planet.
The marine ecosystem is in big trouble right now from global warming already. Further fishing will only make matters worse. Also, mercury poisoning causes problems to aquatic life even before it gets to the humans. These are things we need to address in trying to save our planet, not to talk about our health also. Eating fish will definitely not help this. The ocean is a wonderful recycler that normally can purify the water and create nutrients and turn carbon dioxide into oxygen, etc. The ocean is a miracle. But if we ruin ecosystems, this will spell disaster for us. It's better for our body, for our conscience, for our mind, and for the planet to stay away from fish. We should be vegan.
Save Our Planet, a large-scale tree planting program launched in China along the Three Gorge Dam section of the Yangtze River, hopes to protect more than 250,000 hectares from soil erosion.
Save Our Planet, a world record is achieved as 9,000 volunteers in Leh, India, plant 50,000 saplings in less than 1 hour as part of a global work party for climate action.
Save Our Planet, physicists at Rutgers University in the USA discover from experiments with the hydrocarbon material rubrine that it is more effective than silicon as a semiconductor in solar panels and would also reduce production costs.
Save Our Planet. The Forest Industries Association of Tasmania and environmental groups reach an agreement that resolves 30 previous years of dispute, whereby companies will obtain timber exclusively from new plantations and will phase out all logging in original growth forests.
Honey, the gilded flower fly, and my diet is entirely animal free. I'm here today with a tip on how to open a young coconut once the husk is removed. As always, when using a large knife, children should do this in the presence of an adult to be safe. With the knife, carefully shave the top end off to where it starts to get darker in color. Then firmly insert the heel of the knife around the edge where you just cut from. Move the knife blade back and forth with slight pressure until you hear a crack. Then the top will come off as a circular shape, and you're ready for a tasty drink. Enjoy this delicious natural beverage in its own cup. Thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thanks for tuning in. Now the weather around the world.
The Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Malaysia. An evening of beauty and benevolence raises more than $25,000 to help children with autism. The gala event was a benefit for the Hua Ming Autism Society of Kuala Lumpur and Selangor, which provides education and support for youth ages 2 to 15 years old. The vibrant occasion was organized by and held at the Pearl International Hotel in Kuala Lumpur. Co-sponsors of the event included AIFM radio broadcast, Nanyang Saiyin Kao, and China Press, among others. Guests were served an 8-course plant-based dinner, which was offered by a number of veg restaurants, including Loving Heart Puchong. This eatery is part of a family of vegan fast food restaurants encouraged by the compassionate vision of Supreme Master Qinghai to offer scrumptious and affordable animal-free food to the many individuals adopting the lifestyle of kindness. Our association members also distributed gift bags containing SOS flyers and DVDs and displayed SOS and alternative living banners with information on the earth-saving plant-based diet. In addition, vegan cooking instruction DVDs were offered. A pageant featuring several talented women was presented. Miss Anne Chow, one of the contestants, explained how the plant-based diet changed her life.
In 1993, I had cancer. 医生跟我说是50-50我得回来的机会，可是我并不放弃，然后我很积极的吃素，然后做运动，一直保持到现在，好像我这把年纪50岁，我活得很精彩，吃素环保，救地球。
We are so happy to hear more and more success health stories thanks to a cruelty-free diet. Bravo, Pearl International Hotel and co-sponsors for planning this caring gathering to assist the Hua Ming Autism Society. Also our gratitude, all participating veg restaurants. We pray that every child will have opportunities for a joy-filled vegan life.
In animal welfare news, a new way to measure biodiversity uses camera stations. Scientists from the Wildlife Conservation Society based in the United States and Zoological Society of London, United Kingdom, have developed the Wildlife Picture Index, WPI. The technique utilizes a network of remote cameras that automatically photographs anything that moves past. The large number of images taken are statistically analyzed to determine distribution of a wide variety of species. Dr. Tim O'Brien of the Wildlife Conservation Society said, "This new methodology will help conservationists determine where to focus their efforts to help stem the tide of biodiversity loss over broad landscapes." Our sincere appreciation, researchers from Wildlife Conservation Society and the Zoological Society for London, for your valuable work to help protect our precious co-inhabitants. May all the magnificent animals have safe habitats on a peaceful and sustainable planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, residents of Sydney, Australia, can rent a cargo bike to go shopping. We'll take a God contemplative walk and be right back. Stay tuned for more enriching news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, balanced news for a stable world. In health news, Australia launches its first bicycle library. Based in Sydney, the Watershed Bike Library enables people to borrow cargo bikes and trailers at an affordable rate. The fleet of specialist equipment allows cyclists to transport children, household items such as groceries and other objects that would traditionally have needed a car. The bicycles can be rented for up to 3 days, and there is no charge for the first 3 hours. The initiative is operated by Watershed, a joint endeavour of the City of Sydney and the Merrickville Council, in partnership with non-profit community organisation Bike Sydney. Kudos Watershed Bike Library and Bike Sydney for making this green option available. May such eco measures combined with the earth-saving plant-based diet be adopted the world over to help our planet regain her natural, vibrant and pristine state.
Now let's listen to a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled New Cashier.
A bank manager in America noticed that one of his cashier, the new one, doesn't know anything about arithmetic skills. So he calls him into his office and say, "Son, where did you say you study finance again?" The manager asked the new cashier. He say, "Yale, sir, Yale." "I see, He was thinking that maybe he got the wrong guy, you know. If this guy studied in Yale, then he must have got the wrong cashier then. I said, "Okay, what did you say your name was, son?" He said, "Jim Johnson, sir." He learned finance in jail, not Yale.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Hi, Supreme Master Ching Hai. I'm 18 years old and I'm a vegan, thanks to you. I started watching your show in 2008. And as far as I know, this is the only one constructive television channel. Continue the hard work. May God be with us all. God bless you. Berry from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
Hi, Berry. It is fantastic to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Beautiful Berry, thank you for your kind note. You're so young and so blessed and so smart. The earth and animals rejoice in your noble lifestyle. Your good wishes are also very much appreciated. May the providence always bless and protect you and your pure-hearted fellow Ethiopians. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a hotline today? We would be delighted to hear your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May God's abundant gifts be your inner treasure.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Virgin Galactic's rocket plane Spaceship Two successfully completes its first manned test flight at the Mojave Air and Spaceport in California, USA, bringing it closer to becoming the first ever commercial spacecraft.
Secretary General of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, Anders Fogh Rasmussen, states that the organization plans to start transferring security responsibilities in Afghanistan to regional personnel at the beginning of 2011.
Israeli writer David Grossman receives this year's Peace Prize of the German Book Trade, along with a cash award of 25,000 euros for his literary talent and commitment to Israeli-Palestinian reconciliation.
Norwich, England, in the United Kingdom, inaugurates the city's first Sikh temple, Gurdwara Sri Guru Ramdas Parkash, built after 100 Sikh devotees saved for 10 years to raise sufficient funds for its construction.
Scientists at the Boston University School of Medicine find that the incidence of breast cancer among women consuming at least 2 vegetables per day is 43% lower than women who consume only a few portions a week.
On the 518th anniversary of Columbus's landing in the Americas, El Salvadoran President Mauricio Funes apologizes to indigenous communities for previous injustices as he affirms the nation's commitment to being a multicultural society.
The UN Development Program appoints top-ranked female Brazilian soccer player Marta Vieira da Silva as a goodwill ambassador to promote opportunities for women in aiding efforts to ensure prosperity for the disadvantaged.
In the journal Liver Transplantation, Italian researchers report that seeking the help of God through a belief in the divine is linked to a longer life following surgery.
More and more human caregivers are choosing procedures such as pacemaker implantation to help lengthen their canine companions' cherished lives.
Kosovo's Prime Minister Hashim Thaci inaugurates the construction of 29 houses being built for Roma, Ashkali, and Egyptian minority communities in Jakova City.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.